We've got a gun.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live here on this Sunday, the 8th day of July 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. This is a very special transmission today. We have Dan Feit, a journalist who's broken a lot of big stories, joining us from Minnesota. He's the guy that ferreted out a public Army field manual. Much of them are classified, dealing with gun confiscation. They call it gun evacuation when they take it out of your house or your gun store. And pulling triggers on demonstrators, rioters, anybody out. Not just microwave guns, not just sound cannons like we saw in Pittsburgh. And my own reporter arrested for being on a hilltop at a park, videotaping police beating women and men in the heads with billy clubs who weren't even protesting. So we're going to be going over all of that with him coming up for about 30 minutes, an hour. In the meantime, there are news reports like this one that is public documents put out by major universities where Bill and Melinda Gates pays for experiments to genetically modify humans in gut flora. We've talked a lot about this in the past, but this is why through the GMO we're being weakened, where we can't eat regular wheat. And then we've got to go to them to be altered and are now dependent on them. In fact, here's the link right here if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv to the actual university reports where they get into all of the funding of this that is happening. So that's the type of information that we are dealing with, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. We are being implanted the vaccines and the GMO food with systems that are going to make it impossible for us to live without the, quote, cures, which won't be cures, the treatments that Big Pharma and Big Agri delivered us. This is the model. They make you sick, they soft kill you, and then give you the, quote, solution. It bankrupts the social welfare safety net. They socialize it in the name of saving it to actually further bankrupt it and then dictate what you eat, what you drink, what you do, and then block alternative treatments, vitamins, and minerals so that you can't rehabilitate yourself or fight back without their systems. This is the takeover plan. Mike Adams is going to be sitting in tomorrow. I know we'll be talking about it. And again, that's from salem-news.com. But if you go down to the link, it has the university link right there. Do you see it? And you can read over it right there. This is a fact. In fact, Aaron Dykes has pointed this out for a long time, that it's the vaccines. And see the link right up there, second line? That's what you go to right there. Second line down. That's it right there. That's the link. And they're going to engineer food. They're going to put vaccines, quote, in the store milk that, oh, make it where the children's gut flora works better. Oh, and Bill Gates is going to release mosquitoes onto us that forcibly inoculate us and have all sorts of Trojan horses built into them, just like all of the electronics we're buying, they admit, has government Trojan horses and back doors in it. These are psychopaths running things. You have to understand things from their perspective. Okay, we've got even Forbes admitting that the Obama UN gun treaty will register and then ban most guns. Even Forbes has analyzed it and said, yeah, this is an absolute gun grab. It's happening. It's like the healthcare thing, written by the insurance companies. We've got a big surprise for you coming up today. I'm going to be breaking down the ultimate secret, what the globalists don't want you to know. We're also going to look back at the Obama deception and see how it predicted what was going to happen and what is going to happen in the future as well. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All over the United States and across the world. Thank you so much for tuning into this worldwide transmission. We are live. It is the 8th day of July 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. Coming up at the start of the next hour, we have a Minnesota journalist who reports there at the Capitol joining us to break down an Army manual that he's written a report about. It's up at InfoWars.com. Army manual outlines plan to kill protesters in the United States. No warning shots will be fired, and they train for gun confiscation nationwide. And, of course, the Secretary of the Army came out a few months ago in the Council on Foreign Relations bimonthly magazine and said that they will deploy 4,000 troops for combat and call in airstrikes against the American people in every city. Now, why is this happening? And why are they trying to get the military and police trained to have war with the American people? Very elementary. Foreign banks got a beachhead in 1913 with the private Federal Reserve Act. They didn't get the income tax going, though, even though they passed it that same year, until the 1940s, claiming it was a war tax. Now we're totally taken over, but it's fraudulent, is the good news. And now in hundreds of publications a month, Financial Times of London, Wall Street Journal, they say foreign banks have captured America, but it's a good thing. Now, 3.5 years ago, when Obama had been in office just about a month, I made a film called The Obama Deception, predicting everything he would do. And he's gotten most of this done. Most of this done. It's a two-hour film. It's free online. Type in The Obama Deception, seen over 40 million times on YouTube, Google, and other platforms. One version's got 11 million views on YouTube. Okay, the point is that you need to go see this film right now, after the show today, and you need to send it to your entire email list, Twitter, and Facebook, because it lays out exactly what would happen. I'm going to play a little bit of it now, a part of it in the next segment, then I'm going to get to a new report that we're going to premiere here on the Sunday radio show, dealing with the globalists and what they have in store for us and how we can defeat them. It's titled Humanity's Greatest Secret, Dreams of the Universe. The video is posted, red link, at the top of InfoWars.com right now, so bookmark it. We're going to premiere the audio of that, 3 weeks in the making here, very important report, here on the radio coming up at the bottom of the hour. Now, this is from the last 20 minutes or so of the Obama deception that is voiceover heavy. We've got the interviews and the on-the-street stuff in the first two-thirds. This is the last 20 minutes or so where I go through the goals and how it was a banking coup d'etat over the U.S. and Europe, how they would then invade Africa under AFRICOM. And again, we're captured. Are the Russians good, the government? No. Are the Chinese government good? No. Is North Korea good? No, they're horrible. The point is, the globalists get us to give up our rights, saying, oh, we're fighting these foreign enemies. we've been captured by a banking cartel that is announcing armed drones against us, checkpoints, TSA on the streets, and the military to be used against us. After all these years, I warned you from my military sources and drills we went into and things I snuck into and got arrested covering and beat up covering and almost went to prison over covering. I had them try to set me up one time, had troops jump out and start lighting fires and saying I'd done it in Florida. After all of this, to bring you that this was being set up in secret, long-term program, bigger than Obama, now you notice Mitt Romney is saying, oh, the health care thing's okay, it's not a tax, and siding with Obama. This is really starting to wake people up because it's a globalist agenda bigger than Obama. And that's what the Obama deception breaks down. It's all in high gear. So here is part of the Obama deception. We'll go to break, come back, play some more. Remember, this is 3.5 years. In fact, it's over 4 years old, actually, or right at four. Before he was even president-elect, I knew he was going to be elected because I could see how the media was pushing it. So I started making the Obama deception. Then I started accelerating it after he was president-elect and released it 1 month after he was in office. So close to 4 years old. Again, though, I'm not psychic. This is all public, what they were planning. So listen to it. This is only part of it. And then go watch it. Sure, I sell the DVD at InfoWars.com, InfoWarsShop.com. Sure, you can support us if you want it in high res and to make copies and give people. That doesn't matter, though. This is about saving the country and the world from tyranny. Look at all the other countries that have fallen to tyranny. That's happening here now. So here is the Obama deception when I get out of the banking collapse and how it was only phase one to continue the organized collapse of the world, holding us hostage to derivatives. And then I get into the goals of the globalists through their puppet Obama. Here it is.
As the world slid deeper into depression, the bankers celebrated the fire sale that they had created.
I believe this, the phrase burdens of the office is overstated. Yes, can I? Why me? The burdens and all. Why did the financial collapse have to happen on my watch? It's just pathetic, isn't it? Self-pity. And I don't believe President-elect Obama will be full of self-pity.
With their access to unlimited fiat capital, they could now buy up sectors of the world economy not already controlled by them. For over a century, the Anglo-American establishment had worked to bring the world system to this point. Artificially engineered global bankruptcy. In an address before the Trilateral Commission in June of 1991, David Rockefeller laid out the elite's ultimate goal. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in the last centuries. Now that the bankers were holding the world hostage, they issued their ultimatum. The only solution to restart the global economy would be to set up a planetary government ruled by a new bank of the world. A bank of the world owned and controlled by them. Suddenly, hundreds of prominent publications announced the solution, the people's only salvation. Time magazine, in an article titled The New World Order, said that the new superbank would control the world's currencies and set interest rates, and that the new bank would, quote, knock the heads of bad countries like the United States. At a meeting of central bank heads and finance ministers dubbed Bretton Woods II, the plan for world government was unveiled by the very bankers that had engineered the collapse. Formerly sovereign countries would now pay their taxes directly to the banking cartel. Hundreds of new carbon taxes controlling every facet of human activity would only be the beginning. Now all the elite had to do was to sell the public on accepting the final phase of their takeover. And it's Obama's job to sucker the public into standing down so the banker's agenda can move forward unhindered. Never before in U.S. history has the media gotten behind a president like they are behind Obama. The press has pulled out all the stops, bestowing a crown of infallibility upon Obama as the savior of the people. The elite are betting everything they've got on Obama's charisma and hoping that he can sell the world on their program of tyranny.
Yes, there have been differences between America and Europe. No doubt there will be differences in the future. But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. A change of leadership in Washington will not lift this burden. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more, not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice. It is the only way.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
In truth, Obama is not simply continuing George W. Bush's policies. He is radically expanding them.
I thank President Bush for his service to our nation.
This film has documented the painful fact that Barack Obama's agenda is the complete opposite of what he has claimed it to be.
All right.
Now we will
reveal when we come back what he was going to do, and he did it. Get ready, straight ahead from 3.5 years ago, the agenda that we're now living. Stay with us.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping. exciting and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I thank President Bush for his service to our nation.
This film has documented the painful fact that Barack Obama's agenda is the complete opposite of what he has claimed it to be. Now we will reveal what Barack Obama and his controllers' true agenda is. Number one, bring the United States under the complete regulatory control of a private offshore superbank known as the Bank of the World. More than 100 new taxes are now being developed under the umbrella of curbing greenhouse gases. The new taxes will be paid directly to the private bank consortium. At the producer level, taxes will be paid on farm animals' flatulence. At the consumer level, there will be carbon taxes on all forms of meat, beef, poultry, pork, and fish. All cars will be fitted with satellite tracking boxes that will tax driving by the mile. And an added tax will be placed on all fossil fuels, including motor oil and natural gas. All plastic products will have a carbon tax added. Outdoor space heaters and fireplaces are to be taxed. All electricity produced by coal-powered plants will be taxed. Under the cap-and-trade system, citizens will be forced to pay taxes on thousands of products to private cap-and-trade services owned by Al Gore and other elitists. There will be taxes on light bulbs, water, trash pickup, air travel, train travel, bus, ship, medicine, steel production, mining, clothing, laundry, asphalt are just a few of the new taxes to be levied.
But to truly transform our economy, to protect our security and save our planet from the ravages of climate change, we need to ultimately make clean, renewable energy the profitable kind of energy. So I ask this Congress to send me legislation that places a market-based cap on carbon pollution and drives the production of more renewable energy in America. That's what we need.
The notion of anthropogenic global warming is a fraud. In other words, the idea that the planet is getting warmer and that human activity is somehow responsible is a pseudoscientific fraud. It's a big lie. It's a monstrosity. Remember the Nazis. They had race science, race hygiene. They said Aryan blood is different from any other kind of blood. This was, of course, idiocy, a fantastic piece of nonsense. Today, we've got something similar. Global warming caused by human activity. And the answer to that is carbon tax plus cap and trade, according to the wishes of Al Gore, Prince Charles, and basically the entire world banking community, the world oligarchy. What they're trying to do with that is to perpetuate the current system where bankers rule the world, financiers rule the world, and the rest of us get the crumbs from the table. But remember, if you try to put on cap and trade and a global warming carbon tax with the idea that you're going to save the polar bears, what you're going to do is destroy human society. You're going to cause genocide on a massive scale. The deaths will be measured in the hundreds of millions and indeed in the billions. Just the idea of global warming means that there'll be no development for Africa, no development for the poorer parts of Southeast Asia, and no world economic recovery of any kind ever in our entire lifetime. So it's important to expose and fight the pseudoscientific fraud of global warming. One more point about this. You don't need a climatologist to know that this stuff is a fraud. I'm a historian. I can tell you, in the last 1,000 years, we had a period of very warm temperatures called the medieval warm period, where all kinds of grapes and semi-tropical stuff were growing very far into the northern hemisphere. That was about 1100, 1200. It happened to correspond with an all-time maximum of sunspots. Right now, we can say that we're going into another maximum period where there'll be some warming, but we're well within the limits of the medieval warm period. About 1600 to 1650, there was an ice age in northern Europe. The North Sea was filled with ice. The German and Dutch ports and the English ports were filled with ice. That corresponds to an all-time minimum of sunspot activity, the Spurrer minimum and the Maunder minimum. So this has largely got to do with solar activity. We can see that other planets, not just the Earth, are warming slightly as a result of increased solar activity. But we're well within the minimum. So what the oligarchs claim to be an open and shut scientific case is a piece of pseudoscientific nonsense, and it should be rejected.
Number two. The social engineers are fully aware that the Obama craze will wear off quickly, so they are racing to put in place the most oppressive police state control grid in human history. 20,000 battle-hardened regular army troops are now being deployed to patrol the streets of the United States. FEMA is now building giant camps in every region of the country, and the Congress has introduced bills like the National Emergency Centers Act, H.R. 645, which merges local governments and the police under federal control.
And as we all know that have watched these things, they're ready for the riots. With these detention centers that are being opened up around the country, with state police training for riot control in the event of economic calamity and food riots, they know what's going on. And they're prepared for it. So people better also prepare for it themselves. Anyone that's not prepared for what's going to happen, they deserve what they get. Because there's enough information out there pointing to the problems. And they should take all precautionary actions.
Next, Obama ordered the Defense Department to issue DOD Directive 1404.10, establishing a 1 million-person civilian army under his control. Simultaneously, Obama launched USAservice.org. The new website deceptively masquerades as a federal agency, but in reality is a recruiting tool building a separate, completely private army outside of government that takes orders directly from Obama's controllers. Barack Obama has refused to rescind Presidential Decision Directive 51, signed by George W. Bush. The directive plainly states, "The president is a dictator," and that Congress is ceremonial.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
President Obama and his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, have repeatedly stated on the record that all Americans below the age of 64 will be forcibly conscripted into federal service.
Citizenship is not an entitlement program. It comes with responsibilities. Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training and understanding in a kind of civil defense.
Now, it doesn't always have to be service in uniform. One of the things that if you talk to our generals, they are desperate.
Oh, yeah. You got to have all this responsibility.
Counterpart.
You've got to buy government health care, and you've got to do national service. This is what they're all planning. But first, they've got to fully bankrupt the economy. We're live July 8th, 2012. We'll be back with more of the Obama deception, then a guest, and a lot more. Stay with us.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows.
Here's the point I'm trying to get across. We're taught by the corporate collaborator media that works with the foreign banks that have taken the country over by fraud. They go on CNBC, they go on CNN, they brag, yeah, we've conquered America. It's in all the financial publications, it's a big joke. We're known as the chumps of the planet. And the average adult man thinks he's really tough because he's got, you know, got a golf bag. I'm not saying it's bad to play golf. And because, you know, he works out. And so he struts around thinking, hey, I'm American. I'm on top of the world. And America doesn't even exist anymore. Like France didn't exist once the Nazis conquered it. It was now a possession. And we've been conquered through fraud. It's a matrix level delusion. We're now deep in to this takeover, and the people taking us over want to shut the economy off. They call it a post-industrial world. They know raising taxes will bankrupt us. In fact, the Western Journalism Center, there's an article out today, confirmed, and I'll cover this later after I finish up with this, confirmed that illegal aliens are getting the Obamacare. They get it free. They don't have to pay in. You do. And who wrote the plan? The insurance companies owned by the big mega banks predominantly, who want to make you buy their product, 35 million of you that weren't buying it, and they can control what you get. Lower the quality, charge you more, and then have their constituents, foreigners, come in who will vote to take your guns, they will vote to take your private property, and soon it'll be game over. They'll have a giant dependent class that will vote and do whatever they're told. And out of the dependent classes, they will get the police and the minions and the bureaucrats. It's already happened in England, and it's game over. This is the plan, well executed against us. Meanwhile, they know there's a chance America may wake up, so they're militarizing the police against us and setting the military up. I mean, listen to what I talked about dealing with troops on the streets, and I show documents. If you're a radio listener, we're streaming video with the articles and documents at prisonplanet.tv. Now here we are 3.5, almost 4 years later, and it's all over the news. Oh, yeah, troops were out at the local kite fest. Oh, yeah, there's going to be a highway checkpoint with U.S. Army. Oh, the Marines were out doing a DWI checkpoint. Oh, in St. Louis, they're doing a martial law drill. Not for al-Qaeda, though, you see. Oh, no. It's for you because the federal government got taken over. Just like when the French basically stood down to Hitler because most of the generals had been paid off. And then the next day, the military, French military, went under the Nazis and operated as the Vichy French. Great historical parallel to what's happening now. But it's not even announced. Hitler's not parading through D.C. like he did Paris. It's just the global banks took over through fraud, put their people in all the regulatory positions, and here we are. And it's not polite for the average American male to talk about this because it's like, yeah, all right, we got conquered. Big deal. I won't feel manly if I admit it. Plus, I'm not going to do anything about it. Okay, well, we're going to take everything you got. Forced inoculations, raising taxes, imploding economy. Maybe you think you're smart enough to serve the system for a while. Okay, you're now on the bad guys team. It doesn't take a majority of us to prevail against tyrants. Only a highly motivated, focused minority. 5% started and won the war against the Redcoats 236 years ago. We can defeat the globalists in the info war now. We have 25, 30% that are really awake. We wake up one more group of people, one more phase, and we win. We've already got the globalists in check. Checkmate. They know this. Look at Fast and Furious. They're very close to going to prison for that false flag, that terror attack they set up to blame the Second Amendment. But we're on a razor's edge. The globalists could stage terror attacks right now. They can start new wars, as they're getting ready to do, to make us rally around them. So we think, oh, the government's actually, you know, is American because we're in a war or there was a terror attack. We better rally around and do what they say. Just remember, they want you to rally around letting them cheat you and screw you. Stop being chumps, folks. I know it's scary, but it's now in your face. Do I need to play newscast again saying we've been conquered and are, quote, slaves to foreign banks? You want to hear CNBC? You want to hear CNN? You want me to read the headlines out of 50 articles the last 2 weeks announcing we're slaves from the biggest publications out there and saying we're lucky we're slaves to technocratic bankers as if they're going to fix things when they engineered it? That's the one thing they leave out. This was done by design. I told you 14 years ago on air. Now, let's go ahead and go to a little bit more of Obama deception. I'm going to come back, hit news, go to a guest for 30 minutes, and then I'm going to premiere. I wasn't going to do it now, but I'll do it at the end of the show. Premiere a key analysis of what we're going to live under if the globalists win or what humanity could do if we throw off the bonds, the chains that they're trying to wrap around us, these lilipullies. All right, let's go ahead and go to a little bit more of the Obama deception. Here it is.
It doesn't always have to be service in uniform. One of the things that if you talk to our generals, they are desperate for is a civilian counterpart to our military forces.
So is this compulsory then?
Well,
you have to, in a sense, it's a required of everybody, 18 to 25, 3 months. And at some point at that point, you do it. Obviously, I'm not going to say perfect legislation. We'll work that process through.
You can do it during a college summer. Right. You can do it after
anytime.
High school.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
Obama's transition site, Change.gov, proclaimed that middle school and high school students will be forced to serve the federal government.
Fascism is gutter up, streets up, hooligans, thugs, fervently idealistic students, swarming adolescents, just the kind of thing you see around Obama. The way you get a population to enslave itself when the police and the army are no longer enough to do that. So I think if you're a left liberal, it's time to open your eyes to that.
All young Americans between the ages of 18 and 24 will be conscripted into a paramilitary domestic security force. If Obama has his way, adults and seniors will also be forced into other forms of service for the betterment of the homeland. Number 3, disarming the American people. Obama operatives in the Congress have introduced more than 10 bills that would end the Second Amendment as we know it. H.R. 1022 would allow the new Attorney General Eric Holder the dictatorial power to ban any gun he wishes at will. In 2008, before the Supreme Court, in the D.C. gun ban case, District of Columbia versus Heller, Holder argued for the complete disarmament of the American people and that only the military should own firearms. H.R. 257 would ban all youth shooting sports, including YMCA and Youth Olympic Shooting Clubs. H.R. 45 would force all gun owners to undergo federal psychological screening, registration, and testing to keep their firearms. White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel has proposed the extrajudicial banning of any American on the fraudulent no-fly list from owning any firearm.
That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
Over 25,000 Americans are added each month to the no-fly list, which numbers over a million people who have not been charged or convicted of any crime.
It's a case of mistaken identity for a 5-year-old boy from Normandy Park. He had trouble boarding a plane because someone with his same name is wanted by the federal government. King 5's Mimi Jung is live at SeaTac Airport to explain. Mimi.
Lori, it's hard to believe that a 5-year-old could be considered a threat, but that's exactly what happened here at SeaTac last week when Matthew Gardner showed up for a flight to LAX. As 5-year-olds go, Matthew Gardner is about as harmless as you can get. But when he and his mom checked in for their flight at SeaTac last week, Matthew was considered the criminal.
If you're on that no-fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled because you're not part of the American family. You don't deserve that right. There is no rights for you if you're on that terrorist list.
And even though this Matthew Gardner is only in kindergarten, TSA workers still conducted a full-blown search.
They searched all of our belongings. They took everything apart piece by piece.
Nadia Counter says it wasn't easy being treated as a possible threat to national security.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body?
What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are waging war on corruption every Sunday, live 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. The websites, the news websites with breaking key intel daily, I think a lot of news that becomes national news every week, are Infowars.com, because there's a war on for your mind. PrisonPlanet.tv has our nightly news show, 7 o'clock Central every evening. The live video streams of the radio show 6 days a week. I'm hiring a bunch of additional reporters and video editors, and I'm even starting a weekly newspaper / magazine that will then go to weekly, and then will become daily down the road. I'm just going to leave it at that, that we plan to roll out nationwide, that is in all the major cities, if things don't totally collapse, and it's going towards that. But if we back the globalist off, we will have time to expand what we're doing resisting them. I mean, it's really a catch-22. That the more we back off the globalists, the more desperate they get, but that buys us more time. So we're doing everything we can here to defend this republic. Again, the websites are prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, and infowars.net. Sometimes the big sites go down occasionally, so you have an infowars.net as a auxiliary backup to the big sites, prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Again, the video site up over 9 years, prisonplanet.tv. Okay, I want to finish up this hour with 8-9 minutes more of the Obama deception made in 2008, 2009. Started making it in October of 2008, released it in March of 2009. And here at the end of the film, I was going through what Obama and his controllers were going to do and how they would bring in a new puppet later to replace him. And you notice that even mainline conservatives are saying Mitt Romney's a nightmare, that he's now really supporting Obamacare. Well, of course, he helped write it. The banks that control him did. We're in a lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of evidence points towards Mitt Romney taking a dive for Obama because they're bought and paid for by the same interest. Who knows what's going to happen? It's like a Don King boxing match. Both horses are completely owned here, both fighters. Are completely owned here. This is like WWF or WWE. Then we're going to come back and go to journalist Dan Feit. He's the guy a few months ago broke that the police were giving drugs to people to make them informants. And then the media said, oh, that couldn't be true. The state police said, we know nothing in Minnesota. Turned out it was all true. Became national news. He's really good at ferreting out documents. This Army document turned out was public, but not on the web. And it's an Army document where they're training for gun confiscation. They call it gun evacuation from your home or your business and for shooting you if you protest. So, again, the banksters really are pulling all the stops there because they're all going to go to prison if they're not able. They either get total power. All their chips are in here. All their cards are on the table. They're committed. They're going for broke. Train left the station. They're either going to totally take over and win this, or they're all going to jail like Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay. Again, I told you 6 years ago, under Bush, they were shipping guns into Mexico to destabilize it. The last 3.5 under Obama, they gave them hand grenades and stuff and then shipping to drug gangs in the U.S. That's now coming out, we told you 2 years ago, to blame the Second Amendment. That came out years after. I mean, it's not hard. They did it to blame the Second Amendment, and now they're doing it. How did I know? They admitted 2 years ago they had a gun walker program and were calling to restrict guns and ban semi-autos because of it, blaming the U.S. That's why it's public that the Attorney General and Janet Reno, Part 2, Big Sis, Napolitano, lied to Congress because we have their press conferences 3 years ago admitting the program. That's how I knew they were doing it to blame the Second Amendment, because they were blaming it. They were already blaming the violence on the gun walker program. And saying we've traced guns. Well, yeah, the 20,000 you shipped down there. They're terrorists. They're not Americans. They're globalists. They're crooks. And the fact that I'm on air and able to talk about this shows they don't have all the power. They got the federal government. They've got parts of it. They've got some of the states. They don't have total power. They're the minority. The globalists are a small criminal group. But if they can use the propaganda and the media they control to get us to get in line, they're going to win. And this country's going down, and what other Army documents have come out in the last 2 months that we broke and that the Pentagon responded to and said, yeah, those are real, and you're not supposed to have them. Look it up. Re-education camps in America for people that don't like the New World Order. Oh, yeah. And just because they're dreaming of it doesn't mean they'll be able to execute it. We've got to be in its face. I believe you have courage. I believe that when you hear the facts, you're going to get angry, focused, and take action and speak out. I believe in you. People say, Alex, stop trying to scare people. What, are you cowards? Look, I discovered this and took action against it, and look what I've been able to do, thanks to your support. And other stations around the country that have owners and managers that understand this is real and care about this country and aren't cowards. Plus, they get giant ratings. Well, do the right thing and win. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Our forebears in 1776 did the right thing and won big time. We are winners, not losers. But we're the main enemy of the New World Order. We've been their engine since they captured us, but no more. We're breaking free. We're breaking the trance. Here's a few more minutes of Obama deception. We'll take you out to the next hour, then we'll come back with our guest, Dan Feit, and then I'll premiere here on air one of the most powerful reports we've ever produced, humanity's greatest secret, dreams of the universe. You want solutions? We've got them. Realize your greatness. Here's a little bit more of the Obama deception.
Nadia Counter says it wasn't easy being treated as a possible threat to national security.
I picked up my child to give him a hug and tell him, you know, it's okay, we're doing fine. And they reported to me that I was not allowed to touch him. He was a security risk, and they had to research me to make sure that I had not obtained any materials from him.
Number four, massive restrictions on the First Amendment guarantee of free speech. The President, Congress, and the FCC have announced plans to not only curtail speech on talk radio and newspapers, but to also regulate speech on the Internet.
And they're trying it now.
The Orwellian-named Fairness Doctrine.
And they're trying it right now.
The Obama machine is also pressuring Congress to pass draconian hate speech laws that will eviscerate the First Amendment. Number five, they plan to further federalize health care so that the government can dictate what kind of care citizens receive. Modeled after the British system, this includes rationing care and restricting what procedures the handicapped and elderly are eligible for. Number six, Obama is already pushing to expand the Department of Defense budget and to station more U.S. troops overseas to encircle Russia, China, Iran, as well as setting up bases in Africa under the pretext of humanitarian aid, and dominate and occupy Africa through AFRICOM.
So we're taking your phone call, seeing what you think of Barack H. Obama. Is he a Judas goat? Is he a front man? Is he a betrayer? Let's go to Anthony in Georgia. Anthony, what's your take on Barack Obama?
They put the face of Barack Obama as part of their public relations because it's like in the old folk tales about vampires. A vampire cannot force his way into somebody's house. It's against some kind of metaphysical law. So the vampire has to persuade the resident of the household to open the door and invite him in. So they're going to look at the peephole at Barack Obama, which looks like them and appears to be on their side. They're going to say, okay, here's my ally. Let me open the door and let me let this person in. And then Barack Obama is just, of course, a front man for the American empire, where he's going to have the entire U.S. Navy, the entire U.S. Army, and the entire U.S. Marines under AFRICOM command. And, of course, he's going to turn it into a new Iraq, and he's going to turn it into a new Afghanistan. Everything, every operation that you see going on in Iraq and Afghanistan is going to propagate to the poor countries of Africa.
Well, sir, I agree with you. They're looking to the people. They see a handsome, smiling African face. You know, he's all, hey, I'm from Kenya. And then it's a total bait and switch. But it's the same thing here in the United States where they would get sellout Native American chiefs to sell out their people. This is the oldest trick in the book. And he can also pacify the most downtrodden minority groups in the United States. And he's saying, hey, get ready for sacrifice. Get ready to lose your standard of living. They're like, yay, I love Obama. They could never get away with this with a John McCain.
Obama basically does a couple of things. One is, again, this idea, kick the Chinese out of Africa. Kick them out of Sudan where they get oil. Kick them out of Zimbabwe where they get raw materials. Start a civil war in Congo, another big source of raw materials. Al-Qaeda, an arm of the U.S. intelligence community, is now active in Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco. You've got a destabilization going on in Kenya around Odinga. That's Obama's cousin. This is a guy who has two children. They're Obama's niece and, well, nephew in a broad sense. And one of them is named Raul, and the other one is named Winnie, after Winnie Mandela, who did the nephew.
All right, folks. Second hour is only minutes away. That's just part of the Obama deception. It's free online. The Obama deception. See it. Give it to others. It's the key to understanding the foreign banking takeover of America.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.